It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
By the way, I failed to mention, I'm sorry because it was a guy went out of his way to show up to the Nutty Irishman for the fundraiser on Saturday, but the general manager of the Long Island Dragons, Peter Schwartz, showed up. And not only did he show up, he also had a raffle basket, Dragons raffle basket.
He did. Nice.
That he dropped off as well.
Well, look at that. That's participating in a community event and trying to get the Enflaw's name out there.
I got to tell you, man. I mean, every move he's made since he's got in there, hard to argue with. He's done a great job.
What was he dressed like? Was he dressed like an executive now?
No, he didn't have a suit on or anything. Just jeans and a big shirt, you know, like a, it was like a Henley. You know, but I got his business card too. By the
shirts way. Are like smocks.
Look, how about this?
Let me see this.
Ooh. Peter Schwartz, New York Dragons business card. He was passing those out everywhere.
Well, his name is bigger than the dragon name.
Yeah, he's like, you should have seen him doling those things out. Hey, how's it going? Peter Schwartz, general manager of the New York Dragons of the Enflaw. Hey, ever hear of the Enflaw? I'm the general manager of the New York team, the Long Island team, New York Dragons. I brought the Dragons back.
What's the Jersey's team? What's their name? The Owls?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
So they play New Jersey at New York, Saturday, June 14th.
Mm.
Then Danbury at New York.
That's Flag Day, by the way, June 14th.
Okay. I don't know if they know that or not. Danbury at New York on June 21st. They play Danbury again at New York, July 28th, it looks like, or 26th.
Big rival. Yep.
And then Fitchburg.
Yeah. So they're having open tryouts, by the way.
Yes.
So I was thinking, you know, I honestly think that Pat Boyle could make the team.
I think he could, too.
Do you think he could make the team?
Well, I don't know. The way he dresses these days, I have no idea what the hell he's doing.
He's trying.
I think he's going through something.
What do you mean he's going through something?
He's going through something.
What
he wore to work today.
What did he wear?
It looked like boxer underwear.
Oh, he wore those short shorts? Mm.
Whatever those are, I have no idea. And you would think that there'd be a little bit of, I don't know,
couth.
Pride,
couth, yeah.
like a dress code or something.
Yeah, we've made fun of him for this in the past, and he still doesn't change. So I do give him credit for that, that he just sticks with
who
he is.
Those shorts today were like, they looked like they were boxer underwear, and they were up on his thighs.
Yeah, I've seen that before. And he's got the glasses. He's into trends, this Pat Boyle. He loves himself a trend. And these short shorts are trends. Did he have the high socks pulled up?
I didn't notice the socks. I just saw a big fat thigh sticking out. And I'm like, you know, I don't need to be seeing that at 5 in the morning.
Oh, man. Yeah, so I think Pat Boyle could probably make the team. Or we could send Zoo out there, too, maybe for an offensive line competition.
No, I think Pat Boyle would be the guy.
He would be the guy to actually try to make it.
I mean, how old is Pat Boyle?
28, maybe. Somewhere in there. 29.
Well, he's a little bit older than Juan Soto.
Yeah, well, Juan Soto's 26, so he is older than Juan Soto, yes.
But he runs around like a maniac, so I don't see why he wouldn't make it. But then again, did he play football in high school?
He must have. I mean, the way that he was...
Yeah, I don't know. A guy like him, he likes flag football.
Okay. Well, I think he... I don't know, man. I'm telling you. I think he likes to get hit.
He looked like an athlete on the field when we played with him.
I mean, he's going to... You know what? We'll put it in a good word. We'll get him on the team.
He graduated high school 2013.
Okay.
Hey-o!
Boyle and Shen.
I mean, that whole Boyle and Shen
thing. So he's 18.
30.
He's 30 now. All right. He's on the wrong side of it now. He's like a running back. A lot of young kids are going to be running circles around him, but we can give it a shot. 30-year-old Pat Boyle.
I think...
the next Kurt Warner.
When you're thinking about promotion and you're thinking about putting it out there, a guy like Pat Boyle could be the guy that could bring the NFLA to the next level, just promotion-wise here.
The Stunat of the Week.
Yeah. Well, Peter asked me to try out, and I said, there's no way, Peter. I was like, are you kidding me? Try out for this team, like, in the spring? That is my biggest fear, is popping a hammy or an Achilles right before the summer. No way in hell. And I was like, I know you want to do like a gimmick, but we'll get somebody who actually could make the team.
I think Pat Boyle would give somebody a run for their money.
Yeah, send Izzo out there or Gallo or somebody. You know, Izzo's not a bad choice.
He's too thick. He's too thick and
slow.
But
he's too thick? What do you mean he's too thick?
He's thick and slow.
He was a two-way player in high school.
Yeah, but I know that, but he's a little bit too older now, too thick.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Isn't that what you want, though, if you're a lineman? Be thick?
But I mean, I don't know about his feet now. You know, you got to have good feet.
McMonagle was like, he won Athlete of the Year in his high school. He's 40 now.
A nose tackle.
Yeah, he's 40 now, though. Probably these kids, they run circles around him, too, I think.
Right, so I'm not sure of the formation, the personnel groupings in this NFLA. Do you know?
I don't know, no.
So it's got to be very similar to, if not exactly, the Arena Football League.
Yeah, I would think so, yeah. Yeah. I mean, Pat can be, you could see Pat as like that tight end.
Or two-way guy. He could be a linebacker tight end type.
Yeah. He might be these guys are probably going to have to play
two-way. Safety.
You know, like a Harrison Smith, white safety spot, John Lynch.
Right.
One of those guys.
One of those guys, and he could also be like a Wes Welker type in the slot.
Yeah.
He's a slot guy.
Little Wes Welker, Julian Edelman on offense, John Lynch, Harrison Smith on defense.
Cooper DeJean.
quite possibly.
Yes.
If Pat Boyle, like, legitimately makes the team and is a contributor to the New York Dragons, that would be amazing.
That would be awesome.
That would be absolutely amazing.
I think he would be perfect. You got to get Coach Filardi on the horn.
WFAN's Pat Boyle scored the game-winning touchdown as the Dragons took down the Danbury schmuck faces.
Danbury Diesel.
Oh, okay. Sorry, the Danbury Diesel.
Oh, all right. Fitchburg Heroes. The New Jersey Ciphers.
Oh, the Ciphers.
What's a cipher, Eddie?
It's something used to break down a code, to decode something.
But it's an owl logo?
That's what it looked like to me.
But a cipher is what you use to break code.
Yeah, I understand.
Maybe because...
Well, when they found the Enigma, they had to decipher the Enigma.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because owls are seen as smart, they made them the what are they called? The deciphers?
Cipher.
They really named a team after something that can decode? Like, that's really what they need? There's no way. There's got to be some other cipher owl out there. Some predatory bird named a cipher. It has to be. I mean, come on.
Oh, it's not to break it. That's the act of encrypting it.
They named a team after that?
Yeah.
That's insane. There's no other term for cipher. There's no, because it's an owl. Is their logo?
Well, yeah. I'm with Al. They're very wise.
I kind of like the logo.
Yeah.
You like it?
I do like the logo, but I don't understand.
I guess they're going to be green and yellow like the Packers.
I still don't understand the cipher. Like, it's like...
And he's holding something that kind of looks like, you know, something in code that was broken. It says New Jersey.
What? It's like the New Jersey fax machines.
There's something called Cypher the Owl in the game Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, there we go. Now we're on to something. That makes a little more sense than
this encryption machine. Again, remember, the NFLOS, not just football, it's entertainment as well.
Well, yeah, they do concerts after the games.
Right. So who's the concert going to be after their home?
They haven't announced that yet.
Oh, okay.
I bet you Del Judas is in there somewhere.
You think so?
You know he's in one of those Long Island ones. And you know that, I mean, Schwartz, he is all over that. He's going to try for the real Billy Joel. It's not going to work. And he's going to go for Del Judas. And that first game is going to be, it's going to be Cyphers. Are they playing Danbury or the Cyphers? I think it's Cyphers' first game. Hosting the Cyphers on Flag Day and with Mike Del Judas after the game. Guaranteed.
You think so?
That's going to kick off the season. I mean, who else? I mean, can you do much better than that? I don't think you can. I mean, it's not like he's going to be booking Luke Combs.
Mm.
It's going to be Del Judas. People show up to see Del Judas.
How about the guys that are with us?
The guys that are with us.
Adam and the Metalhawks.
Oh, Adam and the Metalhawks. Yeah, they're Long Island guys. It's a possibility.
Somebody like that.
Yeah, that's another good one. Maybe for game two. We'll get Adam and the Metalhawks. Not a bad idea. Jack on Long Island. What's going on, Jack?
Boomer and Gio, what is going on, boys?
What is up, Jack? What do you got, man?
So I was at it was a couple weeks ago, but I was waiting for the band to be back together to bring this up. 2 weeks ago, I'm at the St. Paddy's Day Parade in Wausau. Great parade. I got a Long Island Dragons banner walking through. But the issue is, Peter is nowhere in sight. You got two people holding the Dragons banner and no one else. How do you not have your GM there? Come on.
Yeah, you know, it's a fair question. It can't be everywhere at once, though. I mean, he's getting pulled in all sorts of different directions.
He's trying to hire a coach, trying to get, you know, a practice schedule together, traveling.
But you would think, though, at the Wausau St. Paddy's Day Parade, that's right in his wheelhouse.
Did they have a mascot yet?
Yeah, Sparky.
So Sparky's going to be their mascot, too?
Yeah. Remember, he was at the unveiling of the team name, Sparky.
Do you think Sparky's jealous that they have another dragon? What is Sparky? Is Sparky an alligator or dragon?
No, Sparky's a dragon.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Jack, for reporting on that. Yeah, Sparky's, that's why they came from the New York Dragons. So the Islanders took Sparky when...
Oh, Sparky was a dragon before he was an Islander mascot?
Now it makes sense, a little bit more sense, because you're like, why would the Islanders have a dragon mascot? So Sparky started with the Arena Football New York Dragons.
Oh, okay.
Then they disbanded, and everybody loved Sparky so much they needed to find him a home, so they made him an Islander.
So now it's an all year-round job again.
Yeah, year-round job. Now he's going to have to change his jersey.
Great. That is great.
But I always loved Niles, who's like the drunk fisherman mascot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just he is the best, disheveled, wearing a hockey helmet.
Perfect.
Yes. When he walks by, he reeks of Miller Lite. You're like, wow.
That's what I think.
Is he still around?
Oh, yeah. Niles is still around. Yeah.
Fish sticks.
Yeah, I mean, he's still around. I mean, I love that mascot because he's, you want to talk about like that's an Islander fan right there.
Yeah, but you can't have a drunk mascot going up to a 4-year-old.
He's not really drunk. I'm just saying he looks drunk. He's not really drunk. But when they go up to the 4-year-old, I've said this before, but Niles goes up to the 4-year-old, looks up and goes, Dad?
I mean, it's been, look, Sparky, like I told you, the grandkids love Sparky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm not going to get all over Sparky. But now Sparky has double duty now. That's good.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.